flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 years ago, I started my podcasting network and production company, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Nobody in my family had ever owned a business. I didn't know any business owners. Everybody that I knew and loved had a job because that's what you did. I got one of my students from the University of Minnesota. Bonnie is here. And during the breaks, we're talking about jobs. Right. We're talking about where you want to land, being on solid footing, you know, your career. I didn't once talk about being your own boss, starting your own company, having your own business. And why not? The one thing I'm trying to teach my children now, even at 8, 9, 10 and 17 years old, is you can go and work at the post office. You can go and work at Walmart. You can, you know, work for Tennis Sanitation. That is an honorable profession. And I would be so proud of you. But I want you to know, you can also get paid for your creativity. You can also be your own boss and own your own business. And nobody ever told me that. And so when I started out on this entrepreneurial journey, I was blessed and fortunate enough to find some folks like Blois Olson who held my hand and said, this is how you do it. This is how you present yourself. This is how you put your media kit together. This is all wrong. You know what? That's right. In fact, I'm going to do mine like that this time. And I don't know where I would be without that mentorship, that love, that guidance. But when COVID happened and COVID hit, and everything shut down. You know, they had the PPP loans. And every black woman I knew was in the queue. Nobody got the money. And then we look up and Tom Brady, Rick's Cabaret, and GoDaddy were getting millions of dollars when this money was supposed to be earmarked for struggling small businesses who were hit hard during the pandemic. Dana Smith's grocery store, Mini Row Market, closed. So many others shuttered, which is why I spend a large portion of my time, probably outside of motherhood and my business. The one thing that I spend time on the most is helping businesses owned by black women. For Black Business Month, I bought billboards so that black women would be able to promote their products and services. I held free workshops so that, you know, they could come and learn how to use social media marketing because they couldn't afford to pay for advertising. I partnered with Care 11 to do some free commercials, and we even got something coming up next year here at CCO Radio for black businesses during Black History Month. And so when, you know, I get a chance to talk to the Small Business Administration about their initiatives and how they're helping black owned businesses, I say, let me get them on the phone And Jerry Ugly Pie with the Small Business Administration is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, because I got a note that the SBA is doing something that we have got to talk about, and how they are serving underserved business owners like me. And there's more loans. Small businesses see a big increase in the number of loans and dollars coming our way, lending. You know, we have traditionally struggled with lending and getting those loans and getting those opportunities. That is a big barrier, a roadblock, and a gatekeeper that keeps us from growing. And that is no longer the case. And so I am so glad, Jerry, you have joined me today. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Good afternoon.
Now, tell us about this increased lending. Where did this initiative come from, and who is it impacted?
Hi, Shaletta. Well, you know, the increase in the number of loans for women owners and Black-owned really is under the leadership of President Biden and Administrator Guzman. Equity has been a priority from day one for the Biden-Harris administration. And for Administrator Isabel Guzman, who is the highest-ranking Latina cabinet member of the presidency, her priority also is equity as well. Under her leadership, the SBA actually had its first ever equity action plan in the history of the agency, and we have made systemic changes to the way that we process loans so that more entrepreneurs, more women, Black, Hispanic, Asian, rural areas, those in underserved communities also have an opportunity to access capital as well. So we're really pleased, you know, this past October to share that, you know, women loans to women-owned businesses were up nearly 70% in the Biden-Harris administration. That's over $5.1 billion in lending to women-owned businesses. And, you know, what that means is this is non-dilutive capital, meaning you own the business. You are not receiving capital in exchange for equity ownership. That's the nice thing also, and a good feature about SBA loans. They're at affordable rates. It's non-dilutive, and it also is flexible to make sure that we meet people where they're at with the funding that they need.
Okay, and I appreciate all of that. I appreciate that it's being done. It's a long time coming, you know, right on time for some folks and too late for others. But, you know, we still got a lot of work to do.
We do. We do. And, you know, women make 84 cents an hour for every dollar paid to men. And they actually accumulate 32% of the wealth that men generate. So pay disparities are pronounced for women, but most especially for Black women and other women of color, too. And those who have child and elder care responsibilities, show that I understand you're a mother, sometimes that takes you out of the workforce and sets women back as well. But entrepreneurship is a significant labor solution that can close the gender wealth gap, especially for Black women and other women of color, too. This past October, we celebrated National Women's Small Business Month. Mm-hmm. And the 12 million women-owned businesses like you nationwide that are creating and generating wealth, and on those women-owned firms that are also hiring employees and staff to also further address the income gaps also. And so one of the, you know, why now the fight for women's equity and equality is not over. It was only in 1988 that, you know, we passed a law in this country for H.R. 5050 so that women could have a more fair shot of accessing capital. Before 1988, which really wasn't that long ago, women had to have men, their husband or a male relative, co-sign a business loan as well. And, you know, that law helped to pave the way for SBA to lend directly to more women entrepreneurs. So we've come a long way, but we know, as I've said, you know, there is still a gender wealth gap and a pay wealth gap. We still have a ways to go. But owning their business and coming to the SBA, the ecosystem of the SBA, is one thing that we want people to know about as a federal agency. They can get the services at no cost and receive confidential business counseling with people who also look like them and can help build their wealth and get them financially ready to run a business and take on loans for that capital as well. 33 million small business owners, we've had the highest startup boom in history under President Biden, but we only reach a limited number of those 33 million small business owners. So I appreciate your advocacy of raising the visibility of the resources that are out there for small business owners, Black women small business owners especially, given the gender and income wealth gap.
Okay, before you go, you got to tell people how to access it, because we've been talking about it and my phone is blowing up. I can hardly respond to you because I'm responding to my phone. And what often happens is, you know, we hear about things, we read the stories, but nobody ever says, this is what it is. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. And here's how you get it. A lot of times we hear about the money after we read about it in the paper and the deadline's passed, or it's all given out, or, you know, we're just a day late and a dollar short. And that's the one thing that I don't want. That's the one thing that I'm tired of more than anything, is us finding about it too late, or we talk about it and then we don't say, now here's how you go get this money.
Well, let me tell you, Saletta, with President Biden and this administration, we are strengthening the economy from the middle out to the bottom up and not trickle down. So we want to make sure that people know to go to sba.gov. or in Minnesota, contact the Minnesota District Field Office. They can get the no-cost, again, no-cost assistance to other resources and training, again, at no cost, to get make sure that they understand what opportunities there are financially, but also to grow their business. Also, credit building as well. We can connect women to those resources to make sure that they are more financially secure with the SBA and growing their business too. Because accessing the money is one thing, and we can make sure that we make those opportunities more visible to women-owned businesses and Black women-owned businesses as well. But managing that cash, too, that is the way the SBA can also support Black-owned women business owners, is making sure they're tied into our ecosystem of no-cost confidential counseling. We actually have, for example, a program that is similar to an executive certificate that you would pay at universities, thousands of dollars. It's of no cost, Shaletta, to help women grow and scale. And that, I've seen a number of small business owners who come out of that program, the Thrive program, scaling their businesses to multi-million dollar businesses and getting the peer connections that they need as well. So SBA.gov and the Minnesota District Field Office is where people can start to build a team to make sure that they have the SBA on their side and the partners of ecosystem partnerships of people that we will connect them to build a trusted relationships and grow their businesses.
Well, I so thank you for being on the show and a part of this today, because I want everybody to have the same opportunity. If you've got a dollar in a dream, I don't want it to turn into the nightmare. So make sure if you are a small business owner or you know one, that they access these services and resources that we're talking about today. We'll be back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 years ago, I started my podcasting network and production company, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Nobody in my family had ever owned a business. I didn't know any business owners. Everybody that I knew and loved had a job, because that's what you did. I got one of my students from the University of Minnesota. Bonnie is here. And during the breaks, we're talking about jobs. Right. We're talking about where you want to land, being on solid footing, you know, your career. I didn't once talk about being your own boss, starting your own company, having your own business. And why not? The one thing I'm trying to teach my children now, even at 8, 9, 10, and 17 years old, is you can go and work at the post office. You can go and work at Walmart. You can, you know, work for Tennis Sanitation. That is an honorable profession. And I would be so proud of you. But I want you to know, you can also get paid for your creativity. You can also be your own boss and own your own business. And nobody ever told me that. And so when I started out on this entrepreneurial journey, I was blessed and fortunate enough to find some folks like Blois Olson who held my hand and said, this is how you do it. This is how you present yourself. This is how you put your media kit together. This is all wrong. You know what? That's right. In fact, I'm going to do mine like that this time. And I don't know where I would be without that mentorship, that love, that guidance. But when COVID happened and COVID hit and everything shut down, you know, they had the PPP loans. And every black woman I knew was in the queue. Nobody got the money. And then we look up and Tom Brady, Rick's Cabaret, and GoDaddy were getting millions of dollars when this money was supposed to be earmarked for struggling small businesses who were hit hard during the pandemic. Dana Smith's grocery store, Mini Row Market, closed. So many others shuttered. Which is why I spend a large portion of my time, probably outside of motherhood and my business, the one thing that I spend time on the most is helping businesses owned by black women. For Black Business Month, I bought billboards so that black women would be able to promote their products and services. I held free workshops so that, you know, they could come and learn how to use social media marketing because they couldn't afford to pay for advertising. I partnered with Care 11 to do some free commercials, and we even got something coming up next year here at CCO Radio for black businesses during Black History Month. And so when, you know, I get a chance to talk to the Small Business Administration about their initiatives and how they're helping black-owned businesses, I say, let me get them on the phone. And Jerry Ugly Pie with the Small Business Administration is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, because I got a note that the SBA is doing something that we have got to talk about, and how they are serving underserved business owners like me. And there's more loans. Small businesses see a big increase in the number of loans and dollars coming our way, lending. You know, we have traditionally struggled with lending and getting those loans and getting those opportunities. That is a big barrier, a roadblock, and a gatekeeper that keeps us from growing. And that is no longer the case. And so I am so glad, Jerry, you have joined me today. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Good afternoon.
Now, tell us about this increased lending. Where did this initiative come from, and who is it impacted?
Hi, Shaletta. Well, you know, the increase in the number of loans for women owners and black owned really is under the leadership of President Biden and Administrator Guzman. Equity has been a priority from day one for the Biden-Harris administration. And for Administrator Isabel Guzman, who is the highest ranking Latina cabinet member of the presidency, her priority also is equity as well. Under her leadership, the SBA actually had its first ever equity action plan in the history of the agency. And we have made systemic changes to the way that we process loans so that more entrepreneurs, more women, black, Hispanic, Asian, rural areas, those in underserved communities also have an opportunity to access capital as well. So we're really pleased, you know, this past October to share that, you know, women loans to women-owned businesses were up nearly 70% in the Biden-Harris administration. That's over $5.1 billion in lending to women-owned businesses. And, you know, what that means is this is non-dilutive capital, meaning you own the business. You are not receiving capital in exchange for equity ownership that's the nice thing also, and a good feature about SBA loans. They're at affordable rates. It's non-dilutive, and it also is flexible to make sure that we meet people where they're at with the funding that they need.
Okay, and I appreciate all of that. I appreciate that it's being done. It's a long time coming, you know, right on time for some folks and too late for others. But, you know, we still got a lot of work to do.
We do. We do. And, you know, women make 84 cents an hour for every dollar paid to men. And they actually accumulate 32% of the wealth that men generate. So pay disparities are pronounced for women, but most especially for Black women and other women of color, too. And those who have child and elder care responsibilities, so that I understand you're a mother, sometimes that takes you out of the workforce and sets women back as well. But entrepreneurship is a significant labor solution that can close the gender wealth gap, especially for Black women and other women of color, too. This past October, we celebrated National Women's Small Business Month. Mm-hmm. And the 12 million women-owned businesses like you nationwide that are creating and generating wealth, and on those women-owned firms that are also hiring employees and staff to also further address the income gap also. And so one of the, you know, why now the fight for women's equity and equality is not over. It was only in 1988 that, you know, we passed a law in this country for H.R. 5050. So that women could have a more fair shot of accessing capital. Before 1988, which really wasn't that long ago, women had to have men, their husband or a male relative, co-sign a business loan as well. And, you know, that law helped to pave the way for SBA to lend directly to more women entrepreneurs. So we've come a long way, but we know, as I've said, you know, there is still a gender wealth gap and a pay wealth gap. We still have a ways to go, but owning their business and coming to the SBA, the ecosystem of the SBA, is one thing that we want people to know about as a federal agency. They can get the services at no cost and receive confidential business counseling with people who also look like them and can help build their wealth and get them financially ready to run a business and take on loans for that capital as well. 33 million small business owners, we've had the highest startup boom in history under President Biden, but we only reach a limited number of those 33 million small business owners. So I appreciate your advocacy of raising the visibility of the resources that are out there for small business owners, Black women small business owners especially, given the gender and income wealth gap.
Okay, before you go, you got to tell people how to access it, because we've been talking about it and my phone is blowing up. I can hardly respond to you because I'm responding to my phone. And what often happens is, you know, we hear about things, we read the stories, but nobody ever says, this is what it is. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. And here's how you get it. A lot of times we hear about the money after we read about it in the paper and the deadline's passed, or it's all given out, or, you know, we're just a day late and a dollar short. And that's the one thing that I don't want. That's the one thing that I'm tired of more than anything, is us finding about it too late, or we talk about it and then we don't say, now here's how you go get this money.
Well, let me tell you, Saletta, with President Biden and this administration, we are strengthening the economy from the middle out to the bottom up and not trickle down. So we want to make sure that people know to go to SBA.gov. or in Minnesota, contact the Minnesota District Field Office. They can get the no-cost, again, no-cost assistance to other resources and training, again, at no cost, to get make sure that they understand what opportunities there are financially, but also to grow their business. Also, credit building as well. We can connect women to those resources to make sure that they are more financially secure with the SBA and growing their business too. Because accessing the money is one thing, and we can make sure that we make those opportunities more visible to women-owned businesses and Black women-owned businesses as well. But managing that cash, too, that is the way the SBA can also support Black-owned women business owners, is making sure they're tied into our ecosystem of no-cost confidential counseling. We actually have, for example, a program that is similar to an executive certificate that you would pay at universities, thousands of dollars. It's of no cost, Shaletta. to help women grow and scale. And that I've seen a number of small business owners who come out of that program, the Thrive program, scaling their businesses to multi-million dollar businesses and getting the peer connections that they need as well. So SBA.gov and the Minnesota District Field Office is where people can start to build a team to make sure that they have the SBA on their side and the partners of ecosystem partnerships of people that we will connect them to build a trusted relationship and grow their businesses.
Well, I so thank you for being on the show and a part of this today, because I want everybody to have the same opportunity. If you've got a dollar in a dream, I don't want it to turn into the nightmare. So make sure if you are a small business owner or you know one, that they access these services and resources that we're talking about today. We'll be back.